This podcast is presented to you by Passion Church and their campus in Alexander City, Alabama. For more information, visit www.mypassion.church.
Cool to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. What's good praise and worship. And I'm excited to bring this message to you all. I knew when Ron preached the first message, the Lord started stirring some stuff in me. And I had told him then, I think the Lord's working on something. And so he just went ahead and said, okay, well, you can preach this Sunday. And sure enough, the Lord has just really brought this together. But before we do that, Sonia, we got our confession. You know, I don't want you to just read this. You know, you need to, don't just, you know, just pass over these as just words. This is a confession. You know, salvation is made by the confession of your mouth. You believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth. It's not, you know, that tells me what happens in our life is twofold. We believe it and we say it. We believe it, and what's in our heart comes out of our mouth and we say it. So that's what we're doing. We're believing these words, and then we're speaking them out and expecting results. Amen? Amen. So let's hold up our Bible, your cell phone, whatever it is that you got you the word on, and let's say this and not say it so fast that it's just words coming out of our mouth. Let's think about it as we're saying it. Okay? Everybody ready? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I love that last line because I don't intend on being the same as I was. I intend on changing step by step, little by little, day by day, into the person God planned for me to be. Amen? Don't you? Hallelujah. It's not enough for me to just go through the motions. I want results. I want results. Come on. Does anybody in the house want some results? Amen. Well, speaking of results, that's the title of the message. The results from using the key. The rewards. The results and the rewards from using. You got it, Teresa? I guess she was like waiting on every word. What's the next? Yeah. The rewards and the results from using the master's key. You know, how many of you, you know, Ron said this so plain and simple both times. You can have a key in your hand, but if you never do anything with that key, you're never going to get the results that the key gives you, are you? You got to use it. And when you use it, there is a corresponding reaction. There's something that happens when you use the key. Hallelujah. I'm going to get ahead of myself if I don't slow down. I'm excited about results. I'm excited about rewards. Hallelujah. And God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He is a rewarder of those that use the key. He's a rewarder of those that continue. We continue on, glory to God. We don't stop and give up. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, you know, if you did not listen to the first two messages, we've got their own online, on YouTube, their own podcast. I strongly suggest that you go back. And even if you have listened to them, strongly go back and listen to them again. I guarantee you, you didn't get all you could get the first time you heard it. I mean, Vinny, have you got all you could get the first time? No. I have read the word I don't know how many times, and every time I see it, God reveals a little bit more. He opens up my understanding a little bit more, shines a little bit more light. So I encourage you to go back Listen to them again. Take some notes. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you so you can gain some more understanding. Because in gaining understanding and using the key, you're going to get some rewards and some results. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So anyway, Ron's first, as he says, was, what are you doing with the master's key? The second one was how to use the master's key. And then this one is going to be rewards and results. Excuse me, from using the master's key. Now, I just wanted to share real quick, just a little bit, a couple of things that Ron said, Pastor Ron said in both those messages that really resounded with me. In the first one, what are you doing with the master's key? He's made this statement that just jumped all over me. He said, the size of your God determines the outcome or the results or the rewards of your circumstances. You know, now what does that mean? That means God will be as big as you want him to be. God will be as big as you let him. God will be as big as you believe him to be. God will do whatever you let him do when you use the key, right? Oh, that was a profound, profound statement. I love that one. And then in the next message, this past Sunday, in how to use your key, he gave us three definitions, three directions on using the key. The first one was trust. You've got to trust the one who gave you the key. You got to put all of your heart, your mind, your soul, your trust with all of your being into the one who gave you the key. Then he said to delight yourself in him. To delight, to take delight in the Lord. I love that one. I have found a lot of blessing coming from delighting myself in the Lord. Because, you know, how many of y'all know that there's a whole lot of stuff going on that ain't delightful? There's a whole lot of things that come to you that are not delightful. They're not fun. They're not joyful. They're not pleasant. So you need to have a place to delight yourself in so that you can use the key. So you delight yourself in the Lord. And then the last one he said was commit. You know, that is a powerful word, to commit. To be intentional. I love that. To commit, to be intentional. There's purpose in it. And you don't stop short. You keep on keeping on commitment. Even when it's hard, even when you don't understand, even when it don't feel like, even when you don't feel like it. You commit. You're intentional. You're in it to win it. You're in it for the results, aren't you? You're in it for the rewards. Hallelujah. You know, God is he's not going to stop. He's not going to stop short. He's already prepared some stuff for us. He said that. Didn't he say it? I've already prepared for you. Now, it's up to you to take your key and use it. And what kind of results, and get the results from the Lord. I'm going to start with a scripture that, you just hang with me here when I read this scripture, because it's really at the bottom of it that's the meat of it. From Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20. I'll give you a second to get on your phone, pull it up, flip to the pages, whatever you're going to do. Now, this is the story of Jesus. Was he and three of the disciples had gone up to the Mount of Transfiguration, they call it. And he came down off the mountain, and there was some stuff going on in the camp, so to speak. And a father had brought his son to the disciples to have this demon cast out of him, and they couldn't do it. And Jesus cast the demon out. And they asked him later, why? What was the deal? Why couldn't we? So this is where we're starting at. Matthew 17, verse 20. Because of your unbelief. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. For nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing will be impossible for you. And that's what I'm going to basically hone in on. The results of using the master key, the rewards of using the master key is nothing will be impossible for you. I like those results. Anybody with me? Anybody like the results and the rewards from using the master's key of trust, a delight and commitment and belief in him, so that nothing is impossible for me? Now, I imagine when Jesus came off of the mountain and he ran into this and he was trying to explain this to them, I think the most magnanimous thing around that he could get, paint a picture. Jesus was always painting pictures with his words. And he had just come down off of a mountain, so he chose this object lesson. You see that mountain, guys? You see how big, enormous, impossible it seems? You can say to that mountain, and it will move. Speak to it and tell it to move, and it will move. I think the reason why Jesus gave him that picture was because he was trying to get them to grasp into the realm of impossibility, into the realm of things looming larger than life, greater and bigger and more overwhelming and so big that you can't see anything besides this big whatever it is that's in front of you. I don't really think, and I guess if his purpose for you was to get on the other side of that physical mountain and you couldn't go around it or go over it, that if his purpose was for you to get on the other side of it and the only way you could do that was to speak to it, it would move because it's his purpose. It was his purpose. But maybe you don't have a physical mountain that you need to talk to. Maybe there's some other things in your life that are just as impossible as a mountain moving, that you need moved, that you need to see the reward of using your key. And that's what we're going to get to, is this notion. I know so many times when I've read that myself, I think of these big circumstances, natural circumstances that are out in front of me. But I'm going to give you a little bit of different perspective here. If you'll just hang with me, I want to take you the perspective that God gave me, the positioning, the different position that he set me on. And it comes from this. I'm going to use this statement a lot. If nothing, hang on just a minute, let me make sure I'm. He's telling me that I can take the master's key of faith. I can take the master's key of trust. I can take the master's key and use it, and I can unlock all the impossibilities that I'm facing. All of the things that I am facing that are bigger than I am. So if nothing, what he said, nothing will be impossible for you. So if nothing will be impossible for me, then what is possible? If nothing is impossible, then what, the flip side of the coin, everybody know what coin's got a head and a tail. The flip side of the coin, you can turn that thing around and then say, well, what is possible? If nothing is impossible, then what is impossible? It's just a different perspective, just a different way to think about what he's telling us. If nothing is impossible, then my mind says, then what is possible? So I'm going to go. We could spend from now to eternity probably talking about all the things that are possible. But I'm going to talk about seven right here. I'm going to give you seven things that the Lord was just sharing with me. If nothing is impossible with me, if nothing is impossible for me, I've got the key. I've got the master's key. And I'm going to use this key. If nothing is impossible for me, then it is possible for me to completely trust him. All of these things, you know, in my opinion, I don't know about opinion, but what I believe in the word, what God has been showing me is the impossibilities are inside of me. If I can get through the impossibilities inside of me, then all of this will take care of itself. Everything out here will start changing. If I can get this right here, the impossibilities that are right here, to become possible, to turn around, then everything out here will be different. It will change. Because where did it change? Where has the change got to happen? All in here. The impossibilities that are inside of me have got to give way to the possibilities that come inside of me when I use my master key. And then outside of here will take care of itself. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. So in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. So if I've got this inside of me, this mountain of unbelief, I've got this mountain that maybe that's the mountain that I need to move in my life. A mountain of unbelief, a mountain of doubt. If nothing is impossible, then it's possible for me to completely trust God. Hallelujah. Didn't he say that? He said nothing is impossible with you. So I'm going to say, you said nothing is impossible with me. So by the word of the living God, I trust you completely, wholeheartedly, with all my being, with everything that's within me. I trust you. Number two, if nothing is impossible for me, then it is impossible for me to have peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John chapter 14 and verse 27 said, he says, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. So don't let your heart be troubled and don't be afraid, because I give you peace. So it is possible for me to have peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If nothing is impossible for me, and I've got fear and anxiety going on in my life, that's my mountain. I've got a mountain of fear and anxiety going on in me. It's possible for me to speak to that mountain of fear and anxiety and tell it to be cast into the sea and let the peace of God, the possibility of the peace of God, settle down into my heart and my spirit. Glory to God. Anybody need some peace in this house this morning? Well, it's possible. It's possible for you to have the peace of God. In Isaiah 26 and 3, it says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Glory to God. It's possible for you to have peace this morning. If you've got a mountain of fear and a mountain of doubt and a mountain of anxiety and stress going on, it's possible. Hallelujah. It's possible for you to be surrounded, enveloped and engulfed in the peace of God. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe y'all got different mountains than I have. Praise the Lord. But these are the mountains that God talked to me about. Number three, if nothing is impossible for me, I hope you just get this down in you. If nothing is impossible for me, then it's possible to have my mind and thoughts purified. Glory to God. If I've got trouble in my thoughts, if I've got trouble in my mind, if I've got yeah going on and all these voices talking to me and all of this stuff, this mountain of voices saying all kinds of things that are contrary to what this has to say, it's possible for me to say to this, I have the mind of Christ. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That's what it says in, I'm getting ahead of myself, sorry. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Glory to God. It's possible for me to have my mind renewed so that I think like God. My thoughts automatically think like God thinks. When something comes up to me, I don't react in fear. I respond in love. Because God did. Jesus did. When a thought comes to me, I can cast that thought down and replace it with God's thought. Because my mind is renewed to His mind. Hallelujah. When something tells me something that's, a voice is telling me something that's not founded and not in agreement with this, with what this says, I've got the mind of Christ. I can say something to that thought and cast it to the sea. I can speak to that mountain of wrong thoughts and tell it to go. That's what's possible to me. If nothing is impossible to me, it's possible for me to have the mind of Christ. Glory to God. I don't have to live in without that. Praise God. I don't have to live where everything is impossible. Woo! Glory to God. Maybe I don't make y'all happy, but it makes me happy. I don't have to live there. I can live in the realm of possibilities. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God, because guess what? I got the key. I got the master's key. Woo! Hallelujah. Number four, if nothing is impossible for me, then it's possible to praise God no matter the circumstances and see His will at work instead of groaning and complaining. Glory to God. Anybody got a mountain of groaning and complaining and I'm frustrated and gee whiz, why don't this work? Why don't that work? Why can't this happen? Why don't that happen? I don't understand. You know, anybody got mountains like that going on in your life? I know that it attacks all of us. These things come at all of us. But if nothing is impossible for you, and we know that His word is true, we've settled that. His word is true. He's a truthful God. He does not lie. So He said, nothing shall be impossible to you. So if nothing is impossible to me, it's possible. It's possible for me. Right in the middle of all of the stuff, all of the everything that's coming at me and stealing from me, right in the middle of it, I can speak to that mountain and I can praise the Lord. I can glorify His name. I can thank Him. I can lift up my voice and sing a song of praise and glory to His name. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always. And again I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice when? Always. Hallelujah. Always let His praises be on your lips. Always glorify Him. Pray continually. Give thanks in all things, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It is His will for you to rejoice. It is His will for you to praise Him. It is His will for you to lift up your voice and say, God, I thank You. Father, I rejoice in You. It don't look good out here, but I praise your name. It's not the way I want it to be. It's not the way you want it to be. But I'm going to praise you in the middle of it. I'm going to intentionally commit and make the decision and the choice to worship you and to magnify you and glorify you. And I'm telling you what, that mountain of complaining and groaning will move. It will move. Have y'all ever been there where you were in, and when you started, when you made the decision, I'm going to praise God anyway, even if you didn't feel like it at first, the more you praised him, the more you glorified him, all of that, all of that left. There wasn't no room for it. It left when you began to lift up his name. You began to glorify him. You began to rejoice right in the middle of it. Oh, praise God. That mountain moves. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. I have found these things to be, and am finding. I didn't just work this yesterday or two, whatever years ago. I continue on in this, and I continue to watch the rewards of God. I continue to watch the results of using this master's key, and I'm getting much, much, much better at it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I better after 46 years of walking with God. I need to be getting better at it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number five, if nothing is impossible for me, then it's possible to have joy in chaos. We sang about that this morning. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. It's possible for me to have joy in impossible situations that aren't joyful, that aren't fun, that are painful, that are hurtful. It's possible. It's possible to have joy. I love that line. Everywhere I go, it's possible to have joy. Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Another place it says, the oil of gladness. Oh, man, the oil of gladness. You know, when you have a car, you know, there are times when they got to grease stuff and they got to oil stuff. They got to get up in there and get that oil and grease all in the nuts and the bolts and all that stuff. You know, I don't know nothing about how cars work. I just put the gas in, I'm turning the key, or I push the button. Now I don't turn the key. Push the button, you know, and I go. So I don't know, but I do know they got to have some oil. You know, you got to have an oil change every 3,000 to 5,000 miles. You know, they got to have some oil. What does oil do? It lubricates. It keeps things running smoothly. Oh, so the joy of the Lord is our strength. The oil of gladness keeps us running smoothly. He keeps everything moving like it should. Without that oil, we'd probably get stove up and stiff, not moving too good, right? So if it's possible, if it's all things are possible to me, if nothing is impossible for me, then it's possible for me to have joy in the middle of chaos, in the middle of turmoil, in the middle of dissension. It's possible for me to have and find that place of joy. Glory to God. So that mountain of pain, turmoil, and chaos gets out of the way. Because I've got the joy of the Lord. And it is my strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And number six, if nothing is impossible for me, then it is possible for me to be strong. It's possible for me to be strong and courageous. It's possible for me to have strength, the strength of God. Ephesians 6:10 says, "Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might." It's possible for me to be strong because it's not my strength. It's not me on my own. It's not my own ability. It's not my own capabilities. It's not just what I'm good at. By the power of his might, I can be strong. Hallelujah. When all of the stuff comes at me, when the mountain is, I can be strong in him. Hallelujah. I can be like Joshua and be strong and courageous. Why did he need to be strong and courageous? Because he was about to go in and possess the land. He was about to go in and lead the children of Israel by faith. We're talking about faith here. We're talking about using the master key of faith. Joshua was able to be strong and courageous in God and use his faith key and go in and possess the land that had been given to him. The land where what? There was giants. There was mountains of impossibility in front of it. My goodness, they had a river to cross first. That was a mountain of impossibility, wasn't it? They had to be strong and courageous. And God parted the river and they went through. Then they had to be strong and, because there was more mountains. There was mountains to conquer. There was mountains to eliminate. There were cities to possess and depose the people of the land. They had some impossibilities facing them. You and I have impossibilities and facing us, but nothing shall be impossible to us. Those of us who have the key. Nothing is impossible for us. Everything is possible for us. Glory to God. And we can be, and we are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Glory to God. It's not my might. It's not my strength. It's his. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. And then the last one, if nothing is impossible for me, then it is possible for me to live victoriously. It's possible for me to live a victor's life, to wear a victor's crown. Glory to God. To be more than a conqueror in this life. Hallelujah. What is more than a conqueror? You didn't just conquer or win the victory. You took the spoils. You got the rewards. Hallelujah. You went into the enemy's camp and you got it all and brought it back for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's possible. If nothing is impossible for me, then it's possible for me to be victorious in God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I don't know how y'all can just sit there. Woo! Glory to God. I am victorious in Christ. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Y'all know that's one of my favorites. I talk about it a lot. And where'd my next page go? There it is. But thanks be to God, who every now and then, who once in a while, who only when he feels like it, who always leads me in triumphant victory. Glory to God. He always, 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 always leads me in triumphant victory. No matter how I feel, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it's, no matter how big that mountain is, that mountain's going to move because he always leads me to be victorious over that mountain. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. And this next one I want to read, 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we are victorious. We wear the victor. I'm not waiting to wear the victor's crown one day. I'm wearing the victor's crown. Hallelujah. I am victorious. I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word, which I'm talking about right now, the word of my testimony. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. What have we been saying? If nothing is impossible for you, then it's possible for me to be victorious. Hallelujah. It's possible for you to be victorious. Hallelujah. And what? Have the rewards. Glory to God. Have the spoils and the rewards of being a victor. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Have the rewards of using the master's key. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. All of these are divine possibilities. Maybe you're thinking about possibilities of moving a mountain of debt. Maybe you're thinking about impossibilities of these outward impossibilities of my family getting saved. And those are all possibilities. But I'm telling you something. I want you to get a hold of this. When this becomes a reality inside of you, the impossibilities become possibilities. And the key of the master's key has worked in your life. You will change what? From the inside out. And what? The victory that's going on inside of you. The peace that's going on inside of you. The joy that's going inside of you. The strength that's going on inside of you. All of these things that are going on inside of you begin to come up and come out and change the circumstances you have you're walking in. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus did. He went around changing the circumstances. And you and I are called to the same thing. To change the circumstances by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Glory to God. You are able to speak to the mountain and it'll move. To use the master's key of faith and speak to that mountain. I think probably the key is a two-part key. It's the heart and the mouth. The heart and the mouth. Because we believe with our heart, confession is made with our mouth. We believe in our heart, this key, and we take our mouth and we turn the key and we see the results. Hallelujah, glory to God. He has given us the master key to his treasure chest. Any of y'all ever seen those documentary shows where, you know, they find these treasure chests that have been buried forever on the sea or whatever, and they're just spilling out, running over of gold and jewels, you know, emeralds that big around and diamonds and rubies and all of that stuff. He's given you his treasure chest. You've got the key to his treasure chest. You've got the key to his treasure chest. The treasures of divine possibilities in your life. The keys to the treasure chest of divine possibilities. Possibilities in your life. We are able. You need to write this statement down. It's as good as the statement that Ron said in the first message he preached on this. We are able to have as much of God as we want. That don't change how big he is. He is who he is, whether you want to receive him or not. But we are able to receive, we are able to have as much of God as we want. He holds himself back. He's a gentleman. He's not going to come in and do any more, force himself on you any more than you will allow. So if you want to see some impossibilities become possibilities, get all of them you can. As much that's in the treasure chest, as much that's in the treasure chest, whatever is in that treasure chest, we can have. Whatever is in this treasure chest, you and I can have. That's what, nothing shall be impossible for you. Nothing shall be impossible for you. Everything in this treasure chest is for you. Everything in this treasure chest, you can have. Isn't that what we just said on our confession? Glory to God. Whatever is behind the door, when you put your master's key in there and you turn it, whatever's behind the door is yours. Whatever is behind the door is yours. Whatever impossibility is now possible. Hallelujah. I hope that you heard something this morning that sparked something on the inside of you, that maybe tweaked your perception or your outlook or the way you look at this. Because I'm telling you what, God has so much more than we ever can fathom. He has so much more. So much, he wants us to grow up into the fullness and the stature of Jesus Christ. Everything that Jesus was and is, he wants us to be. And we can have as much of it as we want. We can have the rewards of using the master's key. Glory to God. Aren't you glad? Oh, Father, we are so thankful. We are so thankful that you've given us this master key, God, and that you've directed us and given us directions and leadings and truths on how to use it. Oh, and what joy and what possibilities are there for us when we use it, when we use what you've given us, what you died for, what you shed your blood for, what you made available. Father, don't let us shrink back and fall short. God, let us pursue it with everything that we are. Run after it with everything that we are. Possess everything that you have for us. Walk and live as victors in the love of God, in the life of God that's being lived out in us. We give you glory and honor and praise, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, if you're watching out online, and anybody in the house, you know, the first step into having the master's key, the first step into this kind of life is asking Jesus to be the Lord of your life, to forgive you of all the past, all the stuff, and come and live in your heart. So we never want to miss that opportunity, because that's where everything starts. That everything and life changes from that moment on. So if you're out on social media, I want you to pray this with me. Everybody in the house, pray this with me. And if that fits you, you just pray this, and you'll enter into a relationship that is life-changing. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming and dying for me. I repent of my sins. I ask you to forgive me and take all of it away. Make me new. Set me on a new course, a new life lived in you. Be my Lord. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, you are saved. Jesus Christ is now come in to live in your heart and make some changes, rearrange some furniture, do some stuff in your life, and your life will move forward and never be the same. In the house, we want to welcome you into this family of God. And online, we have some information we would like to give to you. So if you would go to our website, mypassion.church, and click on the Alexander campus and let us know that you have come to know the Lord. We want to get some information to you to help you on your way. And if you're ever in this area, if you live close by, please come and be in the house with us. Let us love on you. Let us just be a part of a family. We are a family. We're the family of God, and we welcome you. And so we just bless everyone out on social media. We thank you for joining with us. We say you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it and pray that you are blessed by God's word. For more information about Passion Church, visit www.mypassion.church.